All right, Meat Puppets here at WFMU. Attacked by Monsters, 1989. This thing's winding down here on Halloween. Widow Speak, before that, Ghost Boy. Two from Guided by Voices, War of the Devils and Maintenance Man of the Haunted House. And it's Robert Pollard's birthday today also, so happy Halloween all around.
And Tommy Paxton, Tom Paxton's birthday.
The actor?
The folk singer, Tom Paxton, never heard of him?
Oh, I thought he was the guy in the Bob Newhart show, Tom Paxton. Anyway, so Halloween, the only thing that's going to be scarier than Halloween is actually returning to Monty Hall next week for live music, but we're going to give it a go. So we're going to close out with a song from Yo Kinky, who we're going to hear from, who's going to be our guest next week. And that's going to be great. It's going to be great to have live music for the first time since, let's see. My last guest was, well, the full band was the Coffin Daggers, end of January of 2020. And then Kurt Ryle of the Gripweeds was here playing solo acoustic. So if we count that, it's February. So February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 8 months. 2 years and 8 months. That's a long time. We'll see if it's like riding a bike. I'm guessing no, but anyway, so let's hear from Yo Kinky, and we will hear from them live next week. Cannot wait. Great band from right here in Jersey City. And thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Well, we might have time to come on after this, so we'll see.
Pick me up, sweep me off my feet.
right. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Last day of the Hellraiser. Hope to hear from you. Jim Price is next.
It's Jim Price, and welcome today to Behind the Scenes. I'm with Christopher Hobbs, a young gentleman that's hoping to become a part of the WFMU staff, and, well, we're going to have a little audition for Christopher. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Chris, now, as part of the audition, I'd like you to read a public service announcement. Here's one from the Red Cross.
Here's a few words about the Red Cross. Please donate to them. They help out with disasters and such.
Now, we'd like to see how you do with an interview. I have Lulu on the line.
What do I say?
You start the interview by saying hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Tell us about that To Sir With Love song.
I know I did it, because it's been done.
Now, create some kind of ending with the interview, like a goodbye or tell her tell your love, you love the work.
I love the work. I love your work.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Your stuff is great.
Well, Chris, it looks like you have the stuff. I suggest you go upstairs now. I'm sure station manager Ken has heard what you've done today, so go see him and good luck to you. I'm sure you folks enjoy hearing what goes on behind the scenes here at WFMU. I sure hope you did, anyway. I'm Jim Price saying goodbye, but stay where you are because up next, despite of the station scandal, is Olivia and Radio Ravioli.
Ravioli.
I didn't have a grandmother that was Italian.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
The ravioli.
John Ravioli.
Ravioli.
You mean ravioli.
I'm ravioli. Very mixed ethnicity.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
We all love ravioli. A lot of ravioli.
Ravioli delicious.
I was always envious of people who had roots.
Ravioli.
Small ravioli.
Homemade ravioli.
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 Fresh ravioli.
Mr. Ravioli.
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 Ravioli. Ravioli.
The mama ravioli with her baby.
Yes.
It's going to have triplets.
I recently started working in a pasta factory on the ravioli line.
I always wished that I had an old family recipe.
Rav?
What's a mini ravioli?
Ravioli.
Ravioli for our toddler.
Ravioli.
Cheese raviolis.
Egg raviolis.
Butternut squash raviolis.
Have you ever tried pumpkin ravioli?
Truffle ravioli.
Venison ravioli.
The ravioli.
The ravioli contest.
I think they spiked the ravioli this year, John.
Sometimes you just gotta throw ravioli.
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 Ravioli. A ravioli coach?
Ravioli.
Yep.
I just threw a ravioli at her and I don't care.
The ravioli.
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 It's a pillow of deliciousness.
That's the secret of a handmade ravioli.
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 He uses ravioli? Yeah, I'm Tony Ravioli.
I'm leaving a rave right now because I said to myself, I want to eat pasta. I want to be in my bed right now listening to Phoebe Bridgers eating pasta, and I'm going to go do it.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the ravioli.
Dive into that dumpster. It was disgusting. I had ravioli all over me. I sit through the garbage and come out with this amazing...
Hi Olivia, it's Lena, and I wrote this music under Kot Kot. First I want to say it's really hard for me to talk about music when people are being killed or lose their families or homes in Ukraine, and I hope this horror will end soon. but I'll try to concentrate myself. When I take children's books and cut the phrases, that doesn't mean I want to deconstruct them. I'm not playing with words. On the contrary, I want to recover that original meaning, that perception. That means for me taking the meaning seriously on this maybe idealistic or naive level on which these children's books are. I'm not nostalgic about my childhood. Sometimes I am, not in my music. It's some other kind of nostalgia. I think it's been described as ontology. This is actually the feeling which I try to provide or reflect from my music.
The persistence of the past.
The persistence of the past.
I just
exist in this same thing for a while.
There have always been ghosts in the machine.
Hi Olivia, it's Lena. And I release music under Kotkot.
The persistence of the past.
I'm not nostalgic about my childhood. Sometimes I am not in my music. It's some other kind of nostalgia. I think it's been described as ontology.
The persistence of the past.